USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House about trade shocks with China.
We'll meet with the vice premier in Chile before the president's meet to make sure there are any final issues. And if we need to have in-person meetings, more in-person meetings to get this done, obviously we'll do that.
In recent months, the U.S. and China have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's imports. On Friday, the president said that he and China had come to a preliminary deal on intellectual property and financial services. He said China agreed to increase its purchase of U.S. agricultural products. A vigil held Sunday outside the home of a 28-year-old Atania Jefferson, who was fatally shot by police while playing video games with her nephew. Here's Wendy King.
A white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, is on administrative leave pending a shooting investigation. A black woman was killed inside her own home when police were called to check out a report by a neighbor that her front door was open.
I feel guilty because had I not called the Fort Worth Police Department, my neighbor will still be alive.
The officer had fired through a screen window, saying he perceived a threat. The family disputes that account. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the destructive wildfire that destroyed dozens of Los Angeles homes also doing damage to young lungs. Dr. Richard Kang from Northridge Hospital Pediatrics says shortness of breath, chest pain, or wheezing are serious symptoms for kids.
And those are all signs that you probably should seek medical attention immediately.
Well, Kang says kids should stay indoors when there's smoke. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.